The Tennessee legislature is considering whether to raise the smoking age to 21. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports it's a move that even has some support from one of the largest tobacco companies.
There are a couple of proposals floating around the legislature that would increase the age to buy tobacco products, including, importantly, electronic cigarettes. The sponsors pitch it as a simple step to improve the state's health, since Tennessee ranks near the bottom for smoking-related diseases. Senator Shane Reeves of Murfreesboro says the only resistance he's found is among a few convenience store owners worried about sales.
I thought tobacco would be really, really upset about this. Here's the truth. You know how many people have been to see me in my office about this from tobacco? Nobody.
In fact, Altria, which owns Philip Morris, is backing one of the proposals to raise Tennessee's tobacco age. That particular bill would not increase penalties for retailers that sell to underage customers, like the Reeves bill would. But the competing proposals share the same sticking point. Both would result in a $7 million loss in state revenue from tax collections. Advocates argue, though, the potential reduction in health care costs could quickly make up the difference. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.